天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小华，工厂长大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个步子，很开心能够在节目中跟大家再次相遇。亲爱的听众朋友们，在你们的生活中是否会常常感到孤独呢？尤其是当你觉得没有人了解你，没有人支持你，更没有人可以听你倾诉的时候，你是否会觉得胸口发闷，一切都似乎变得暗淡无光呢？亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，其实圣经里有很多属灵的巨人也都有过这样的经历，那就让我们来听听麦克牧师的分享，看看他们是如何走出这样孤独幽闷的时刻呢？
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you have been following this series on knowing and loving Christ with us.
感谢你继续收听这个有关如何认识基督、更爱基督的系列信息。
And what we're going to do in the next four messages is tell you about the specific times when your love for Christ will grow deeper.
在接下来的四次节目里，我要跟你谈到几个特别的时机。可以促使你爱主更深。
And today I want to talk to you about the times of loneliness.
今天我要谈谈当你孤单的时刻。
And I want to begin by telling you that when God called a man named David Livingston to a pioneering mission in Africa,
首先我要讲一个关于传教士大卫·李温斯顿的故事。当神呼召他去非洲开荒布道，
His friends begged him not to go.
他的朋友都劝他不要去。
As he considered the isolation and the loneliness that awaited him,
他想到将要面对与世隔绝的那种孤单，
He was tempted to heed their wishes.
他几乎屈服了。
But as he embarked on his mission,
然而就在他预备启程时，
He opened the scripture to Matthew 28:20.
他翻开圣经，马太福音28:20.
There he read the words of Jesus.
在那里他读到耶稣的话说，
Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Later, when Livingston returned home to England,
后来当李温斯顿回到他的家乡英格兰，
He said the following.
他说了以下这些话。
Although the danger was real,
虽然我亲身经历了重重危机，
Although the loneliness was extremely painful,
虽然孤独的确煎熬着我，
But the words of Jesus were my greatest companions.
但主耶稣的话语就是我最好的良伴。
Loneliness has been described as the most desolate word known to man.
孤独两个字可以说是人间最凄凉的字眼了。
Loneliness is no respecter of age, race, or intelligence.
不管你的年龄、种族和学识如何，孤独都不会放过你。
And that is why I want to explain how you can use loneliness to know and love Christ more deeply.
因此，我要让你知道，你可以利用孤独成为你爱主更深的良机。
There are times in our lives when clouds of loneliness can eclipse the radiance of Christ.
在生活中，有时孤独会笼罩心头，挡住我们的视线，以至于看不见基督的光辉。
But I want to show you how to turn these obstacles into opportunities for loving Christ more.
然后你可以扭转这个障碍，把它们变为爱主更深的好机会。
I want to show you how to turn these challenges into channels of intimacy with Christ.
我也要让你知道如何把这些挑战变成为与主亲密的途径。
But first, I want to tell you that there are two types of loneliness.
首先我必须说明有两种形式的孤独。
There is the loneliness experienced by those who do not know Jesus as their Savior.
第一种孤独是不承认耶稣基督为救主的人所面对的。
And there is loneliness experienced by those who know Jesus as their Savior.
第二种孤独是认耶稣基督为救主的人所经历的。
When loneliness is experienced by those who do not know Jesus as their Savior,
对非信徒来说，他们面对孤独。
It is because their hearts and lives are empty without Jesus Christ.
是因为他们不认识耶稣基督，所以人生茫然，心灵空虚。
When loneliness is experienced by those who are without Christ,
不认识基督的人感到孤独。
It is because the light of Jesus has not been shone into their lives.
是因为他们不让基督的光辉照进他们的心里。
Their loneliness is the loneliness of hopelessness.
因此他们的孤独是绝望的孤独。
It is the loneliness of aimlessness.
是人生没有目标的孤独。
It is the loneliness of meaningless existence.
是生存没有意义的孤独。
It is the loneliness of lack of identity.
是缺乏自我价值的孤独。
But the loneliness that is experienced by godly men and women.
然而认识神的人所经历的孤独。
It is the loneliness that comes from feeling alienated in this world.
是因为要与世界有分别而形成的孤独。
It is the loneliness that comes from longing to be with our Heavenly Father in heaven.
这种孤单来自对天上父亲的渴慕和思念。
It is the loneliness that comes from resisting the temptation of sin.
这种孤单来自和罪恶不断的抗争。
When Elijah felt lonely,
当以利亚经历孤独。
It was because he felt that no one was walking with the Lord but him.
是因为他觉得除了他以外再也没有旁人跟随主了。
And that is why the Lord assured him that there were 7,000 knees that had not bowed to the false gods of Baal.
因此主安慰他说神为自己留下7,000人是不曾向巴利屈膝跪拜的。
The loneliness that a believer experiences is the loneliness that comes from seeing that the wicked seem to prosper.
信徒所经历的孤单是因为他们看到罪恶不断膨胀。
Or when they see that greed has become acceptable.
或者目睹到人的贪婪成为天经地义的事。
Or that the forces of evil seem to be gaining the upper hand.
或眼见邪恶势力日渐猖獗。
That is the loneliness of the godly.
这种孤单感叫做属天的孤独。
The loneliness of the godly comes from fighting the temptation to love the world.
这种属天的孤独是源于对世俗引诱的抵抗。
The loneliness of the godly comes from being torn between wanting to please God on the one hand and the gratification of the flesh on the other.
这种属天的孤独来自爱神与爱世界的心之间的挣扎。
The loneliness of the godly comes from wanting to be fully obedient to Christ but experiencing discouragement from people.
这种属天的孤独是因为一方面愿意完全顺服基督，但另一方面又受人诋毁而产生的。
My listening friend, I want you to listen to me very carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细地听我说。
Rationalizing sin can cause loneliness to the godly.
当属于神的人犯了罪，却为罪找借口，他们就会感到孤单。
When Adam and Eve sinned,
当亚当夏娃犯罪后，
they rationalized their sin instead of repenting of it.
他们不肯悔改， 反而找借口推搪。
And thus they caused their own loneliness.
结果他们把自己孤立起来。
Why did their sin bring loneliness?
为什么罪会让他们孤立呢？
Because sin is unnatural to the true Christian.
因为对真实的基督徒来说，犯罪是违背本性的。
Because sin is contrary to pleasing God.
因为犯罪绝不能讨神的喜悦。
Therefore, sin that is unrepented of creates a barrier between us and God.
所以当我们犯罪却不肯悔改，就会形成我们与神之间的阻隔。
Sin that is not repented of creates a sense of shame.
犯罪不悔改就会形成羞耻。
Sin that is unrepented of causes estrangement between us and the Lord.
犯罪不悔改使我们与神疏离。
Adam was alone before Eve ever existed.
当夏娃被造以先，世界上只有亚当一个人。
But he never felt lonely.
但他从来不感到孤单。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because God was with him.
因为神与他同在。
I want to tell you how you can learn to love Jesus Christ more in times of loneliness.
我要告诉你如何在孤单的时刻学习爱主更深。
But you have to listen to me very, very carefully, please.
但请你非常留心地听我说。
When you are lonely,
当你孤单的时候
you are free from distraction.
就不会有搅扰使你分心。
When you are lonely,
当你孤单的时候
God is with you.
神和你同在。
When you are lonely,
当你孤单的时候
God has your attention.
你会专注在神的身上。
And when you know the presence of God,
而当你知道神正与你同在时
you will experience the greatest joy.
你会享受到最大的喜乐。
I want you to turn with me, if you have a Bible, to Psalm 142.
如果你有圣经，请翻到诗篇142篇。
In this psalm, David teaches us five things about loving Jesus more in times of loneliness.
大卫在这一篇诗里，从五个方面教导我们，如何在孤单中学习爱主更深。
First, in verses 1 and 2,
第一方面记在第一节到第二节。
In loneliness, God is listening.
孤单时，神垂听我们的哀告。
Secondly,
第二点。
In verse 3,
记在第三节。
In times of loneliness, God understands you.
当你孤单时，神理解你。
Thirdly,
第三点。
In verse 4,
在第四节。
In times of loneliness, God feels what you feel.
在孤单的时候，神与你同甘共苦。
Fourthly,
第四点。
In verse 5,
记在第五节。
In times of loneliness, God is your portion.
在孤单中，你经历到神是你的福分。
Fifthly,
第五。
Verses 6 and 7,
记在第六到第七节。
In times of loneliness, God sets you free to praise Him.
在孤独中，神使你开怀赞美他。
First,
首先
,When you are not lonely, you get distracted.
当你不觉孤单时，你很容易被世事打扰。
When you are distracted, your prayers are routine.
当你分心时，你的祷告只不过是例行公事。
But when you have no one but Jesus,
但是当你孤单跟耶稣在一起
,When you have nowhere to go but to God,
你只能来到神面前
,Then your prayers are fervent,
你才会迫切地呼求
,Your prayers are very personal with God,
你单单向神祷告
,When you are lonely, you are more likely to pour your heart out to God,
当你孤单时，你很容易就向神倾心吐意。
And you are more likely to persist in faith.
并坚定你的信心。
The psalmist said,
诗人说,
I pour out my complaint and I declare my troubles to him.
我在他面前吐露我的苦情，陈说我的患难。
God wants you to pour your heart out to him.
神希望我们向他吐露心声。
God wants you to express your desperation to him.
神盼望我们对他倾诉苦情。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because when he answers you, you will love him even more.
因为当神回应了你的祷告，你就会爱主更深。
So in loneliness, you know God is listening.
所以在孤单中，你知道神在倾听你的心声。
Secondly, in loneliness, you know God understands you.
第二，在孤独时，你会发现神最理解你。
Verse 3 of Psalm 142 says,
诗篇142篇三节说,
When my spirit is overwhelmed within me, you know me through and through.
我的灵在我里面发昏的时候，你知道我的道路。
Where was David when he wrote this psalm?
大卫是在怎样的处境中写下这篇诗的呢?
He was alone in a cave.
是他孤孤单单藏在山洞里的时候。
But what happened when David was 16 years old?
可是你知道大卫16岁的时候发生了什么事吗?
He was anointed by God to be king.
神告立他成为未来的君王。
So why is he discouraged?
那么他为什么还这么样的灰心丧气呢?
Because he was lonely.
因为他很孤单。
Because he lost hope and tried to take things into his own hands.
因为他感到绝望，他想靠自己来解决问题。
Please listen to me carefully, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细地听我说。
This is a portrait of all Christians.
这正是每位信徒的真实写照。
When God called you to himself,
当神呼召你跟从他。
He promised you forgiveness.
他应许要赦免你的罪。
He promised you guidance.
他答应要随时引导你。
He promised you eternal life with him.
他还应许你承受永生之福。
But then sin comes in.
可是罪横刀切入。
And sin places us in the cave of loneliness.
罪把我们困在孤独的山洞里。
But what is God doing when you are in the cave of loneliness?
但在这个孤独的山洞里，神做了什么呢？
God is waiting for you.
神在等候我们。
He is waiting for you to turn to him.
他等候我们回转归向他。
He is waiting for you to experience his mercy and forgiveness.
他一直在等待我们来经历他的赦罪之恩。
He is waiting for you to respond by loving him more.
他天天等候我们更加爱他。
God knows where you are.
神理解你的处境。
So in loneliness, you know God is listening.
所以在孤独当中，你晓得神正在倾听你的哀告。
In loneliness, you know God understands you.
在孤独当中，你明白神最了解你。
Thirdly, in loneliness, God feels what you feel.
第三，在孤独时，神与你同甘共苦。
Look with me at verse 4 of Psalm 142.
请看诗篇142篇第四节。
I look to my right and see no one is concerned for me.
求你向我右边观看，因为没有人认识我。
I have no refuge, no way out.
我无处避难，也没有人眷顾我。
When you are lonely, you feel that no one knows what you are experiencing.
人在孤独的时候，往往觉得没有人明白他的痛苦。
You say, no one understands me.
你会说，没有人理解我。
You say, no one cares about me.
你会说，没有人关心我。
But you know, there are so many biblical heroes that felt that way.
但你知道吗？圣经中许多属灵的伟人也有同感。
But is this feeling really true?
可是这种感觉真实吗？
Elijah had 7,000 people who had not bowed to Baal.
和以利亚同时代的有7,000个人未曾向巴利屈膝。
But he couldn't see it.
可是以利亚却浑然不知。
David had a group of friends in the cave with him, but he couldn't see them.
有一群朋友和大卫一同藏在洞里，可是大卫却视而不见。
Paul had Luke the physician with him in Rome, but he couldn't appreciate it.
保罗在罗马被囚的时候，路加医生一直守候着他，但保罗并不珍惜。
The only one who truly stood alone was Jesus Christ.
真正经历孤独的只有一位，那就是主耶稣基督。
And that is why he alone can feel what you feel.
因此，唯有主能够与你同甘共苦。
Your most desperate loneliness pales in comparison to his.
和耶稣所经历的孤独相比，你最糟的经历也算不得什么了。
Why did David say, I look to the right?
大卫为什么要说，求你向我右边观看呢？
Because in the judicial system of his day,
因为在那时的法庭上，
the defender of an accused person always sat on the right hand of the accused.
辩护人总是坐在被告者的右边。
And David was looking for a human advocate, but he could not find one.
当大卫寻找他的辩护人时，却看不到一个。
And that is why the Bible said that Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father.
圣经上为什么说耶稣是坐在天父的右边呢？
He is the advocate for you.
因为他要做你的辩护人。
He is the defender of you.
他要做你的律师。
He is saying a good word on your behalf.
他要挺身为你辩护。
So, my friend, in times of loneliness, you can get close to your heavenly advocate.
所以，我亲爱的朋友，经历孤独会让你更加贴近你的辩护人。
In loneliness, God is listening.
在孤独当中，神在倾听。
In loneliness, God understands you.
在孤独当中，神最理解你。
In loneliness, God feels what you feel.
在孤独当中，神与你同甘共苦。
Fourthly,
第四,
in loneliness, God is your portion.
在孤独当中，神是你的福分。
Verse 5 of Psalm 142 says, I cry to you, O Lord.
诗篇142篇第五节说，耶和华，我曾向你哀求。
I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
我说，你是我的避难所。在活人之地，你是我的福分。
Now the word portion means the highest prized possession.
福分两个字是指最大的财富。
The Lord is your highest prized possession.
主自己就是你最大的财富。
But do you know what the problem is, my listening friend?
可是，亲爱的朋友，你知道问题的关键在哪里吗？
The problem is that we can only comprehend this in times of loneliness.
问题的关键是，只有当我们孤独无助的时候，才能领会这福分。
When you are betrayed by a friend,
当你被朋友出卖时
，When your integrity is assaulted,
当你的品格受到诋毁时
，When your loved ones reject you,
当你所爱的人抛弃了你。
Only then will you understand the value of your prized possession.
只有到那个地步，你才能体会最大的财富有何等的价值。
Fifthly and finally, in loneliness, God sets you free to praise Him.
第五，也是最后的一点，孤独能使你开怀赞美神。
David said, "Bring my soul out of trouble, so that I may give thanks to Your name."
大卫说。求你领我出离被囚之地，我好称赞你的名。
When you know how to praise God in the cave of your loneliness,
当你学会如何在孤独的洞穴中赞美神，
He will turn your cave into a castle.
他就会把洞穴化为城堡。
When you praise God in the prison of loneliness,
当你在孤独的牢笼中赞美他，
He will turn your prison into a palace.
神就会把牢笼变成宫殿。
When you praise God in your lonely nights,
当你在寂寞的黑夜发出赞美的歌声，
He will turn your nights into the midday sun.
他就会把黑夜化为午正。
My listening friend, those times of loneliness are designed to draw you closer to Jesus.
我亲爱的朋友，孤独正是吸引你来亲近主的必经之路。
And when you get closer to Jesus, you will love him more.
当你越亲近耶稣，你就会爱他更深。
And it is our prayer that this would be your experience.
我们盼望这就是你的经历。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。原来孤独是吸引我们可以来到主面前的一条道路。的确，无论在你身边有多么亲密的家人、爱人或者朋友，你都会感到孤独。其实唯有与主耶稣建立最亲密的关系时，我们才会有真正的满足。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们从现在开始与神建立更亲密的关系吧。
如果你问我恩典是什么，请听我形容，请听我说。如果我是神，我绝对不会使用像我这样软弱的人。如果我是神，我绝对不会包容像我这样常犯错的人。所以你问我恩典到底是什么，我只能说圣洁的上帝竟然如此爱我。心容，请听我说。